You just do what you do every week. I mean, we've got, you know, we're pretty familiar with coaches, obviously in our division and schemes, but when you go against someone you don't play much, you look at film, and everyone plays football very similar. There's no one team doing something that no one's ever done before, so it's just a matter of studying them and knowing what they're doing and getting a good game plan up for them. Well, they're getting their corners back, which guys can cover really well. You know, they're big and physical inside. They play a lot like New England's defense, so they got McGinnis there, and they got some guys that are very smart, don't get out of position. They're going to make you earn it. You're not going to get a lot of big plays against them, so you're going to have to be patient, chip away. That's what, you know, from what I've seen so far. I mean, they're veteran, pretty some good veterans on there. They're going to get guys in the right spot, and for us, we just got to be smart and do what we do. Yeah, you know, I hope so. You know, we just got to keep working hard, keep practicing. There's nothing you can do. Pressing doesn't help it at all. You got to go back and do a little more each week, prepare a little harder, study a little more. And once it breaks, I think we'll be fine. I mean, yeah, there's concern. I don't think there's panic. But, we got to pick it up on offense. That's just what we have to do. We know that our job is to score points and move the ball and stay on the field, and that's what we haven't been doing, is scoring points. So otherwise, we've done a decent job of staying on the field and having some drives, but we got to score more points.
Do you sense frustration by other guys on that offense?
There's a little bit. It's not frustration in any type of single-minded or egotistical way. It's frustration because we all want to play better, and when you play better and you score more, everyone's getting the ball. You know, this offense, it's not, oh, just Rod's catching every pass and touchdown. If we're scoring more points, it just means, you know, more guys are going to have their hands on the ball, more guys are going to get opportunities to score. So we're a little frustrated as a group, but like I said, we're not mad and yelling at each other and cussing the coaches out. I mean, we all got to be in this thing together, and we know the coaches will put us in the right spot. We got to prepare and get ready to go.
Are you guys inclined at any point to go to Mike, either one of the mics, and say, hey, let's open it up a little bit, throw the ball down the field a little bit more?
Well, you know, that's usually the coach's call. I mean, we have game plans in every week that have that in it, and it's just a matter of type of game you're in and obviously the feel the coaches have. I'm not going to go and tell a guy who's, you know, Mike Shanahan's been a genius in this league and on an offensive side and as a coach to change his whole, tell him what to do. I mean, yeah, you know, there's some of that that goes on, obviously, and that's stuff that happens behind closed doors that you guys will never hear about, but you know, that's as a team, you got to stick together, and that's what we're doing. And we're 4-1. Offensively, we've struggled, but we pick it up a little bit each week and keep getting better and better. You know, good things will happen.
But is the play calling being effective because the defense is playing so well, in your estimation?
You know, our defense is playing great, but you can't worry about that. You know, as an offense, we have to go out and try to perform. And you know, obviously, our goal is to not hurt our defense, not put them on a short field, not have turnovers, and we've done a better job of that than we did the first week. So, we're making some strides there, but it's a matter of putting up points, giving us some cushion, letting that defense not have to play, impeccably and play perfect every game. So, we'll pick it up.
Mike talked about the little things. He goes, once we started doing the little things, things would be all right. It wasn't like a big major issue. What are some of the little things you don't think the offense is executing so far?
Those are top secret. Nah, I mean, they're just everything. Just execution, as a group, as all 11 of us, just being on the same page. And that stuff comes. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has times where they don't do the perfect play or make the perfect throw or the perfect route, but it's about making plays. Coaches will coach us to be in the right position, but once they give us the play, they don't have anything to do with it anymore. It's us as players that have to take that focus on ourselves and make the plays out on the field. And we've made some, and we haven't. So the ones we're not making, we got to find out what we're doing wrong on those and make sure we're all on the same page. And that's kind of what he means by the little things. It's not, oh, God, let's go put in a whole new offense. It's just let's tweak the little things, focus in more on what we're not doing right, and all 11 of us try to get on the same page.
Jacob, you said the goal is not to hurt the offense, or not to hurt the defense. Has there been a more conservative plan since the first game against St. Louis?
Not really. We've had chances to take shots and decent things downfield. You're asking me to get into analyzing every play that's been called, and in the middle of the season, it's hard to do that. So we're going with what the coaches call, and like I said, I'm not going to question what Mike Shanahan does. He's been doing this for a long time, And, you know, we've had plays downfield. Just haven't, some of them haven't happened. Some of them, like last week, it worked with the one big play to Javon. You know, we just got to be patient, keep working hard to make those plays.
You don't feel like your hands are being tied anymore?
No.
You also mentioned how Brett Jones, the room with Steve Young, so he could be in his ear all the time, trying to get every ball he could. Any guy in your ear bugging you all the time?
Not really. These guys know the ball could come up to any guy anytime. So, you know, obviously, you want to spread it around. I love spreading the ball around. It keeps everybody happy. You know, right now, Javon is making some big plays. You know, we'd love to get Rod a little more involved. And you know, we're running the ball well. Tatum's running the ball well. So we're right there. We're close. And that's why there's, you know, there's not a sense of panic. It's just a matter of just tightening some things up.
Is it not getting into Rod? Is that more part of what Javon's been able to do? Is that what that is?
You guys know how this offense works. I mean, Rod could catch 10 balls next week or this week and catch one the next. I mean, that's just this offense. So, and that's the great thing about having guys like Rod and Javon and, you know, Steve Alexander and Kirkus. I mean, they're not going to sit there and complain and whine and say, give me the ball, give me the ball, because they know any week they could be dialed up, be the guy to catch the big one. I might give him a call. I don't know. We'll see. You know, I miss Ruben. He's one of my favorite players here when he was here. And, you know, hopefully we'll go shut him down.